Today's daf is Menachos daf Chaf Beis. We're holding on daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. We're on the first wide line of Chaf Aleph and Beis. So we were discussing yesterday the salt that was used by the Karbanos. So whether Kohanim are allowed to use the Melech of the Tzibur. So the Gemara had said, of course Kohanim are allowed to use the Melech, the salt that belongs to the Tzibur, because even Yisraelim are allowed to salt their Karban with the Melech of the Tzibur. So of course Kohanim will be allowed to use the Melech of the Tzibur. So that was the comment of the Gemara. Then the Gemara got into a little bit of a discussion about what you bring from home and what you use Mishal Tzibur. We said that the Levona is brought from home, Eitzim are used Mishal Tzibur, and the Gemara wasn't sure about the salt, whether it's brought from home or use Mishal Tzibur, but concludes based on Psukim that it must be that it's brought Mishal Tzibur. But first, commenting on the first point we just said, that it's obvious that Kohanim can use the salt of the Tzibur because even Yisraelim can. So I'm going to Mordechai the Ravashi in the first white line, Hachi Kamer Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi, where Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi was saying as follows, Lo Nitzrucha Ella Leben Bukhri, when do I need to be told that the you need it tonight based in to allow the Kohanim to salt their karbanos with the salt of Hegdish? You only need that chiddush according to the shita of Ben Bukhri. Ben Bukhri, who holds that Kohanim are not chayiv in the shkalim, so then you're going to need a special tonight based in to tell me that even so they're allowed to use the salt. Because you would say if they're not chayiv in the shkalim, so they didn't contribute to the money that was used to purchase the salt. Mela, why would they be able to use the salt? It's not theirs. So you need it tonight based in. So you only need it tonight based in if you assume that they don't contribute to the shkalim. Where is the shita of Ben Bukhri? Ditran, we have the following Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hey Ben Bukhri biyavne, this must be a Mishnah in Edios. I don't know what does it say on the sign. But that's the lashon in all the Mishnayos and Edios is Hayid Ben Bukhri is Hayid so and so. Each one is being Mayid, and the all of Mesech Edios was learned in Kerem Biavne on one day where everyone was Mayid various teachings that they had heard. So I don't know if it's I don't see a reference to Edios, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But Hayid Ben Bukhri Biavne, Ben Bukhri was Mayid Biavne called Kohen Sheshokel Eino Chote. If a Kohen wants to give Machsa Shekel, he's not a sinner if he gives Machsa Shekel. It's not so bad. So from the fact that it says Eino Chote, the clear implication is that he's not chayiv to give Machsa Shekel. Why is he not chayiv? So Masech Shkolim, it says, Kala over al pikudim and Shevet Levi is not nifkad. Only those who are counted have to give Machsa Shekel, even though you could... So what's the Chiddush of Ben Bukhri? That he's not an Avarian for giving Machsa Shekel. One might have thought that it's an Avera for him to give if he's not chayiv, because after all, Tzchulin Bazara, you're bringing money that's not money that he's chayiv to give, and you bring it into the Azara. So nevertheless, that's the Ben Bukhri's chiddush, that it's not an Avera, that it's not a violation of Chulin Ba'azara, that he's allowed to give Machsa Shekel. Amalo Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says, no, you got it wrong. Loki, Ela Kol Kohen She'eno Shokel Chotei. It's not that if a Kohen gives Machsa Shekel, he's not a sinner. It's that if a Kohen doesn't give Machsa Shekel, he is a sinner, meaning Kohen is chayiv to give Machsa Shekel. And the Rashi points out that where does Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai learn this from? Pasuk says, Ze Yitnu. Ze, b'gematria, shnei masar shvatim. Ze is a gematria of 12, so all 12 shvatim have to be involved in giving machsa shekel, v'hainu shevet levi. V'kola over, m'farishasim, kola over b'yamsuf. And when it says kola over, that you have to give machsa shekel, doesn't mean being counted, it means kola over b'yamsuf. So shevet levi is also included in machsa shekel, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But that's the machlokas Ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So says Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, why would you get the impression that they don't have to give? Because Elisha Kohanim Darshan Mikra Zaliatzman. The Kohanim Darshan the following pasuk incorrectly for their own self-interest to be able to get out of having to give Machsa Shekel. V'kal Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyeh Lo Se'achel. That the Minchas Kohen should be totally burnt. It should not be eaten. So Hol V'omer V'shtei Lechem V'lechem Apanim Shalanuhi. So they said that the Omer, the Lechma, and the Lechma Panim belong to us, Sehech Nechalim. So if, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, every Mincha of a Kohen is to be totally burnt, and it cannot be eaten, so how come the Omer and the Shtei Lechem get eaten? The Omer and the Shtei Lechem is also our Karban Mincha. If it's our Karban Mincha, how could it get eaten? So it must be that the Omer and Shtei Lechem is purchased with money that's not our money, that it can't be our Karban Mincha. It has to be the rest of Klal Yisrael's Karban Mincha. We're just involved with it, but we don't don't pay for it. So he said, from here we see that we don't have to give the machzah shekel, because if we did have to give the machzah shekel, it would mean that the lechem apanim is our carbon, and that the shtei lechem is our carbon, and then it wouldn't be allowed to be eaten. So it must be that we don't have to give the machzah shekel. That's how they would dash on the pasuk. Ul ben Bukhri, kivin lechatchil lo mechayiv lasuye, ki maisina michoteihu. According to Ben Bukhri, since the lechatchila you don't have to give, according to Ben Bukhri, the kohanim don't have to give. So wait a second. When they do give, shouldn't they be considered sinners? Why does Ben Bukhri say when they give, they're not considered sinners? The kamayil chulin ba'azara. Whatever happened to the fact that they're bringing chulin ba'azara? And again, as we discussed yesterday, major discussion about chulin ba'azara. Even if it is chulin ba'azara only when you have a plan to be makriv, or not when you have a plan to be makriv. Over here, l'chara, it's not with the plan to be makriv. Nevertheless, the Gemara raised the issue of chulin ba'azara. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. How could it not be a sinner? They're bringing chulin ba'azara if they volunteer to bring machzah shekel. So the Gemara says, the ma'isi umasa lahun l'tzibur. No, they bring it and they give it as a gift to the tzibur. So salka daita chamina. I might have thought so. Now going back to our original issue, why do we quote this whole discussion? Because we said we have the chiddush that kohanim are needed tonight based in order to partake of the melech is only according to Ben Bukhri. So now the Gemara explains that chiddush. Salka daita chamina ki zachilu rachman li Yisrael dislulishcha. That who gets to have the salt? Only Yisrael, because they have a special lishcha they gave the machzah shekel in their lishcha, so you see that the melech belongs to them. That's why they can use the salt for their korbanos. But I would assume that kohanim, who according to Ben Bukhri do not give the machzah shekel, therefore the salt does not belong to them. They do not have the right to use it. Kamash malan. So that's the chiddush. That's what Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi teaches us, that Kohanim too can use the salt. That's just closing up that conversation from yesterday of why, if we already know that Yisrael can use the salt, is it a greater chiddush that the Kohanim can use the salt? So the Shita of Ben Bukhri is that Kohanim are not chayiv machzah shekel because it says kol over al pikudim and shevet levi is lo nifkad, right? That we saw in Rashi. So it says Tosfos, according to that, it's anyone who's lo nifkad, which would mean Leviim are also potter from the mitzvah. It's not only Kohanim that are potter from the mitzvah machzah shekel. Tosfos in Dibur Maskel Kol, he says not only according to Ben Bukhri, it's not only Kohanim, it's Leviim as well. The Ramban disagrees with that Shita of Tosfos. The Ramban says that no, it's only Kohanim that are potter. Leviim, according to everybody, are chayiv machzah shekel. Why then does it say Kohen and not Levi? According to if you hold that both Kohanim and Leviim are potter, why would it say Kohen and not Levi? So the meaning, if you hold like Tosos, why does it say Dafka Kohen and not Levi? So Tosos Mesech Serichin writes on Dav Dalid, because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who responds Shakohanim Dorshin Mikrazuliatzman, so that halacha is said by Kohanim and not by Leviim, because the Kohanim Dorshin Mikrazuliatzman is about the drasha how any mincha that belongs to a Kohen cannot be eaten, and that's how they figured out their cheshbon why they're not chayv machzah shekel. That part is only shaykh to Kohanim, but the initial halacha according to Tosfos of Ben Bukhra is shaykh to both Kohanim and Leviim. So Tos Yantiv just points out that it's Tos Yantiv Masech Shkalim points out it's a little bit difficult to say that Ben Bukhri only mentioned Kohen and not Levi because of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's statement, who's cholik on him. Why would that change how Ben Bukhri presents the case? Elamai, what you need to say is that no, when they were formulating this Mishnah, this is not an exact quote of the words that Ben Bukhri used. Just when formulating this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi thought it would be easier for the dusiach, it would be easier for the conversation to mention Dafka in terms of Kohanim. That way, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's statement is on point of that Ben Bukhri was talking about. But Lav Dafka, that's all Ben Bukhri said. There's a fascinating insight though from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in a tshuva in Simon Tess, he writes that women are potter from Tefillas Musaf. Why? because tefillas musaf is connected to kabur musaf, and women aren't chayiv in machzor shekel. So if women are chayiv in machzor shekel, which comes for the karbanos, so men are not going to be chayiv in tefillas musaf. So the Bar Yitzchak, the Chuvus Bar Yitzchak of Yitzchak Chanan, points out that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the chiv of tefillas musaf is tali in the chiv of machzor shekel, it would then make sense that according to Ben Bukhri, Kohanim and Leviim are pater from Tefillas Musaf. That if you want to start a Kiddush Club in Shul, start it with the Kohanim and the Leviim, because at least there's a Shita that they're pater from Davening Musaf in the first place, because they don't have to give Machsa Shekel. So that wasn't a serious comment. Don't start a Kiddush Club in Shul. So that's the comment of the Be'er Yitzchak. So there's some of the Achronim suggest that that's not really correct, that even if women are not Chayiv Machsa Shekel, and Kohanim are not Chayiv Machsa Shekel, according to Ben Bukhri, nevertheless, doesn't mean that there wasn't machzor shekel given on their behalf. Some suggest that the Tzemach David suggests that you still needed machzor shekel to be given on their behalf. They weren't chayiv to give it, but Klal Yisrael gave on their behalf, in which case they are shayich to the karbanos. If they're shayich to the karbanos, mele they would have to daven tefillas musaf as well. Now, why dafka does Rabbi Kiva Eger pick on tefillas musaf? All the tefillas are connected karbanos. Gemara Brachos Daf Chavav and Beis discusses tefillas connected avos tiknum or tefillas connected karbanos tiknum, and shachris is connected the tamishal shachar mincha tamishal ben arbaim. All the tefillas are connected some parts of karbanos. Marv the haktar seimurim on the mizbeach. So everything is connected to karbanos. Why we dafka picking on Tefillas Musaf? So if you look in the Gemara over there in Brachos and Daf Chav, the Gemara says that Tefila is Rachmin in Hu, and therefore even someone who wouldn't be Chayiv necessarily in all of the issues of Tefila, but women are B'nai Rachmi, they also require Rachmanos of Shemayim, they also require Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachmanos. So the basic Tefilos where we ask our Tzrachim and we're not just saying over the Karbanos, so that women have to be included in. But when the Tefila is purely about the Karbanos, which is Musaf, which is purely about the carbon, then women don't have to be included. The Tzlach in Brachos says, just like Rabbi Kivega, that women are pater from Musaf, except he gives a different reason. He doesn't say because they don't give Machsa Shekel, he says because it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama. And Mitzvah Shazman Grama, obviously women are pater from. The Stipler quotes from the Chuvus Amudei Or that says about Rabbi Kivega that even if women do not take Shekel, do not give Machsa Shekel, nevertheless, they still get Kaparo with the Korbanos HaTzibur. And maybe if they get Kaparo with the Korbanos HaTzibur, where you could disagree with Rabbi Kiva Eger and say that they should still daven Musaf just by virtue of the fact that they get kapara from the carbon seabor. Okay, one last point. We said the Kohanim are Dorish Mikras Eliatzman. They darsh in the Pasuk. Every carbon that belongs to Kohanim, every carbon that belongs to Kohanim cannot get eaten. The fact that Lechem HaPanim can get eaten shows that we must not have to pay for it. Why don't we darsh in that way? It sounds like a good drasha. It's a good cheshbon, no? So why are we against that drasha? So Rashi says we don't darshan that way because the pasuk was said by Minchas Kohen that he brings alone. But a Minchas Tzibur, you would follow the Rove, and the Rove of the Tzibur are not Kohanim. So therefore, it wouldn't gain the status of Minchas Kohen. Meaning the halacha that a carbon is not allowed to get eaten is only when it is labeled a Minchas Kohen. But it's not labeled a Minchas Kohen when Rove of the Tzibur that brings it are not Kohanim. Then it would just be called a Minchas Tzibur, in which case it can get eaten, even though Kohanim did contribute to it. So the Mishnah Melech explains that according to Rashi, the matbeos, the coins that the Kohanim gave, are batel barov. That they're batel barov of the matbeos of the coins that Yisrael give. And that's why Omer and Shtei Lechem Lechem Apanim are not called Minchas Kohanim. The Kohanim thought that no, how could a coin become batel? A coin is not batel barov. Either it's a davar chashuv or whatever, they had some cheshbon. Why it shouldn't be batel barov? Okay, period. That's the end of the conversation in regards to why we need a chiddush that Kohanim are allowed to use the melech, are allowed to use the salt that belongs to the tzibur. But we also mentioned yesterday, what about using Eitzim, in discussing whether the salt should be brought from home or from the tzibur, so the Gemara said, well, this we know. Lavona you bring from home, Eitzim is Mishal Tzibur. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that? How do you know that Eitzim is Mishal Tzibur? Ve'eitzim depshitulei v'tana de Mishal Tzibur minolan. It's so obvious to the Tana that the Eitzim is Mishal Tzibur. Where does he know that from? So Tosla says, what do you mean? We said before that there's a Gzeres Shava, bris, that the salt is ba Mishal Tzibur, and we said Eitzim and Melech are comparable to each other, because they're knowing b'kolar kabanos. And meaning, once we have a pasuk that teaches me that Melech is Mishal Tzibur, and we say that Eitzim and Melech are comparable to each other because they're knowing b'kolar kabanos, and it's not like Levona, which is ba Mishal Yachid, that's only knowing by Kabar Mincha and not by a Zevach, so can't we learn from a Binyanav that an Eitzim from Melech, that it's Mishal Tzibur, that if the Melech is Mishal Tzibur, then Eitzim is Mishal Tzibur? What kind of question? So and that's not going to be the Gemara's answer to Eitzim Mishal Tzibur Minalan. So tell us, ask this Kasha, why don't we just say it's a simple Binyanav? So the Mincha Tahora says, one of the Achronim, he says, you got to remember a little bit from Maseches Vachim. Remember we said in Maseches Vachim, the Gemara had a suffix in Maseches Vachim when it comes to Limudim by Kachim, in Zvachim Dafna Nomad Beis. Can you have something that's learned from Gzeirah Shava and then be Chozer Melamed B'Binyanav? That was a suffix in the Gemara, Maseches Vachim. So maybe the Gemara doesn't want to give that answer because it doesn't want it to have to take a stand that you necessarily can take something that's learned from Gzeirah Shava and then be Melamed B'Binyanav. The Gemara doesn't want to rely on that, so the Gemara looks for a different reason. So Ditanya, so again, how do I know Eitzim is Mishal Tzibur? Ditanya, we have a Braisa. Yachla Amar Harei Alei Ola Yavi Eitzim Mitoch Beso G'derek Maybe Nisachim Mitoch Beis. So I might think a person who says, I'm going to bring Karmen Ola, should bring wood from his house, just like he brings Nisachim from his house. Tavalomar, Ala Eitzim, Asher, Ala Eish, Asher, Ala Mizbeach. Eitzim, Eish, and Mizbeach are all compared to each other. In what way are they compared to each other? Ma Mizbeach Mishal Tzibur. Af Eitzim Ve'esh, Mishal Tzibur, Divrei Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon, that just like the Mizbeach has to be built with Tzibur funds, so too the Eitzim and the Eish have to come Mishal Tzibur, can't belong to an individual. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua Omer, Ma Mizbeach Shalom Nishtamish Bo Hedyot, Af Eitzim Ve'esh Shalom Nishtamish Bo Hedyot. He says, no, we're comparing Eitzim, Eish, and Mizbeach in a different way, that just like it's Pashut that the Mizbeach is made from something that a Hedyot never used, so too Eitzim and Eish are made from something that a hedyot never used. So says the Gemara, my benayhu, what's the nafkamina between the two shitos? Very strange question, no? My benayhu, what's the nafkamina? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua are arguing what we learn from the pasuk of comparing Eitzim to the Mizbech. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon learns from this pasuk learns from this hekish that you should bring Eish, that you should bring Eitzim Mishal Tzibur and not Mishal Yachid. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says, no, there's no such din in Mishal Tzibur v'lo Mishal Yachid. It's just a din that it has to be something that was never used before. My benayu is when two people seem to be saying the same thing. They tell me two completely different dinim. One of them is telling me that the Eitzim can't come Mishal Yachid. The other is telling me the Eitzim can't be something that were previously used. I don't care by who. And nothing to do with the Yachid Tzibur. Very, very strange. And furthermore, and you expect maybe that's going to be the Gemara's answer. It's not the Gemara's answer of my benayu. And furthermore, why does the Gemara say in the answer, Ika benayu chadati, the nafkamina is if you have new stuff. So if you hold that the drasha is that it has to be new, so then you can use. So then you have to use the new stuff. But if you hold that no, it just has to be Mishal Tzibur, so then you don't have to use new. Why don't we just say Ika Binayu Mishal Tzibur? Give the other nafkamina. Meaning that each one has a different shita. So that's what the Achronim say, that you have to understand that what the Gemara is saying by my Binayu is that the Gemara is assuming. The Gemara is asking, what is the scope of this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua? Are they arguing about both of these dinim, whether it has to be Bami Shel Tzibur, and whether it has to be Chadash, whether it has to be brand new? Or are they only arguing about Mishal Tzibur, or are they only arguing about whether it has to be new? And the Gemara's answer is, they agree, they both agree that it's got to be Bami Shel Tzibur. Meaning, the second Shita, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, when he says, no, it's a din about Lo Nishtamish Bahedyot, is saying, in addition to the din that it has to be Bami Shel Tzibur, it's also a din that it's Lo Nishtamish Ben Hedyot. But I agree that it has to be Bami Shel Tzibur. So then the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between them? Ika benayu chadati. There's only one nafkamina. Don't tell me Mishal Tzibur is a nafkamina. The only nafkamina is whether it requires chadati also, whether you have this additional requirement of chadati. That's how several achronim explain the conversation of the Gemara. It makes much more sense that way. Lecha Mishnah says that now we can understand the Shittas of Rambam. The Rambam requires that the Eitzim be Bami Shal Tzibur in Hilchas Yisur Mizbeach Perkei Alach Yud Gimel, and in Perek Vav Alach Beis, he says that they have to be brand new. They can't be something that was ever used before. How could he pass like both Shittas? The answer is no. He's passing like the second Shittah, because the second Shittah has both requirements. Both that it has to be Bami Shal Tzibur and that it has to be brand new. Interestingly, we said that the Mizbeach has to be we took it for granted. Rav Elazar ben Shmuel says, what's the comparison between the Eitzim and the Mizbeach? Just like it's obvious that the Mizbeach was something that was never used before, so too the Eitzim have to be something that was never used before. So actually, let's see a little bit weiter in the Gemara. Vatiki lo, really old material can't be used for the Eitzim. Vaksiv ayomer arvan el David yikach vial adoni amelach hatov bein avrei habakar liel lav amarigim v'klei habakar la Eitzim. That when David was buying the gorin arvan ayivusi, the makam amigdash, so arvan said to him, take whatever you want, take whatever you're interested in. In fact, you could take the clay abakar le'etzim. You could take all of my utensils that I use for my cattle and use that for the wood in your Beis HaMikdash. So what do you see over here? That things that were used weren't allowed to be used for the Eitzim, even though it was used products already. Says Gemara, no, Hachanan Bechadti. Who says it was used? Maybe he had just finished making the stuff and it was never used yet. My Morigim, what are Morigim? We just mentioned in the Pasuk that he said to him, take the Morigim. So what is that? Amrula Mita Shel Tarval. It's a Mita Shel Tarval. Great. My Mita Shel Tarval. What in the world is a Mita Shel Tarval? Amrav Yehuda, Iza Dekorkas Adidashu Badashtai. It's a type of pitchfork that they would use in the threshing process. Amar of Yosef Mikra, what's the pasuk? Where do we see such an idea that that's what Moriga means? Hine samtich lemorig charutz chadash bal pipios tadush harim. So see disha and morig in the same sentence. The idea is that a morig is something that you would do threshing with. It's a type of pitchfork that we bal pipios has two points coming out of it that you would do threshing with. That's just the translation of the word. But in the bigger scheme of things, what the Gemara is saying over here is that according to the second Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, not only is it obvious that the Mizbeach has to be Bami Shel Tzibur and be made from non-used materials, so too the Eitzim also has to be Bami Shel Tzibur and made from non-used materials. Says the Rashi Mishnah, how do I know that a Mizbeach cannot be used from something that a Hedyot already used it from? That everyone seems to agree about the Mizbeach, that it's a given, that it can't be used from something that, it can't be made from something that was used. How do we know that from? Where do we know that from? So the Rashi Mishnah says we learn it from the fact that David HaMelech took money from each of the Shvatim in order to make the Mizbeach, and he didn't just take used materials. The Tshuvas Shelas David says, no, the Gemara knows that the Mizbeach is not kosher from something that was used by a Hedyot, because it says Ves HaMizbeach Ta'aseh, which implies that you need asiyasa l'shem mizbeach. You need asiyah l'shma. So if you need asiyah l'shma, obviously it can't be prefabbed. It can't be made from things that were already used. Now in Parshas Vayetze, the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva, vayikach me'avne hamakom, vayasa me'rashosav, vayishka b'makom ahu. He took some of the stones in that place, he made himself a pillow, and he lied down there. And in the end of that discussion, the Torah tells us, vayashkim Yaakov v'boker, vayikach hasev v'rashosav me'rashosav, vayasam osav matseva, v'yitzok shemen al rosha. What did he do with those stones that he just used? He built a Mizbeach. He built a Matseva. So the Tur, his Pirush on the Torah, asks, not in the Balaturim where he gives all the Gematrios, in his Pirush on the Torah asks, how could Yaakov Avinu take the stones of Shasame Rashasav and make a Matseva? I, you're not allowed to make a Mizbeach from something that a Hedyot already used. So the Torah says that only a Mizbeach is Aser, but a Bama you're allowed to make, even from something that's Nishtamish Bo Hedyot. That was Mutar. Only a Mizbeach would have been Aser. Says the Milchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Mem is Mitaret, that we learn that the Yalkut Shimoni tells us that the Avanim that Yaakov took to lie on that night were the same Avanim that Adam HaRishon was Makrav a Karban on, and the same Avanim that Yitzchak was Ne'ekad on, that was used for Akedas Yitzchak. So once it's already Niskadesh as a Mizbeach, it doesn't become possible when Hedyot then uses it. So that's why Yaakov Avinu was allowed to use it, even though it was Nishtamish Bo Hedyot, because it, prior to being Nishtamish Bo Hedyot, it was already in use as a matseva. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Now, the Torah's basic comment that he's mechalik between a bum and a mizbech, Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't understand it. It's a Gemara right at the end of Zvachim and Kufta Zayim Beis that a bum also you're not supposed to build from something that's Nishtamish Bo Hedyot. So how can you just say that there's a chilik between a bum and a mizbech over here? It doesn't seem that way at all. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's problem with the Torah's answer, and that's why he suggests his own answer, that you have to say that it was already in the Skadesh prior to Yaakov Avinu using it for Shtamshos of Hedyot. In the Tshuvas Ma'aril, he quotes from the Sefer Aguda that you're not supposed to make a Me'il for a Sefer Torah, a covering for a Sefer Torah, or a Gartel for a Sefer Torah, Mimi'il Shen Shtamish Bo Hedyot, if the belt was used by a Hedyot. So the Magen Avraham writes, that's only if you're using it without changing it first. You're using it in the same exact way. But if you actually put it through some physical change before you use it, then you're allowed to use a Mi'il Shenishtamish Hedyot for a Sefer Torah. And the Magen Avraham proves it from Akravos Karbanos. He says, after all, we don't find a din in Karbanos anywhere that an animal that you once used is not allowed to be used as a Karban. Okay, Paraduma, yes. Eglarufa, right? It has to be Lo Allah Aleha Ol. But a regular Karban, you still want to bring Karban, there's no such din that you have to bring an animal that was never used. Why? Why isn't there any such din using it for Kodesh? It was Nishtamish Bo Hedyot. Now you're going to be Nishtamish Bo for Kodesh. So the answer is Pashut, because when you shecht it, it changes it. The Shechita puts it through a change. So says the Magen Avraham, there you see that even though there's generally an Isser of Nishtamish Bo Hedyot, the Isser of Nishtamish Bo Hedyot goes away if you put it through some sort of physical change. And the Taz points out that only Tashmish Kedusha has this Isser of Nishtamish Bo Hedyot, but a Tashmish to Tashmish would not have the Isser of Nishtamish Bo Hedyot. Okay, let's see the Mishnah now. New Mishnah. Nisariv Kumtzu Bekometz Chavirta. Let's say your komet, your kemitza from your korban mincha gets mixed in with someone else's kemitza. So b'minchas kohanim, b'minchas kohen mashiach, b'minchas nesachim, or it gets mixed in with the mincha v'kohen, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas nesachim, ksheira. In all those cases, everything is going to be kosher. But Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'minchas kohen mashiach, b'minchas nesachim, psula, shevzubli lasa ava, v'zubli lasa raka. That it depends. If they're supposed to have two different consistencies, if the korbanos that we're talking about that get mixed together are supposed to have two different consistencies, that one is supposed to be blilasa ava, one is supposed to be blilasa rak, one is supposed to be a more thick type of mixture of oil, and because less oil, more flour, the other is supposed to be much thinner, more oil, less flour, so then when they get mixed into each other, then they're going to be pasul, in bolo zumizu, they're balea from each other, and that is going to ruin them. The komet is balea from the minchas nesachim, and therefore Rashi says it's going to have too much oil in the komet. The minchas nesachim is also going to be cut and puzzle because it's going to lose some of its oil to the comets. Its oil is going to be shared too much with the comets, and therefore it's going to be chaser from its own oil, and that's why it's no good. In the Rishonim, you have several shitos as to what exactly is puzzle. So like I just told you, Rashi and Tosfos also say that both are puzzle. The comets and the Minchas Nesachim are puzzle. The comets is puzzle because it gets too much oil. Minchas Nesachim is puzzle because it loses oil. The Shittim Gbetzes has a couple of perushim. Shittim Gbetzes in his first pshat says that it's only the minchas nesachim that becomes pasul because it's nivla bekometz, a little bit of the oil and it becomes batel. But through that bittel, the kometz is not considered a kometz shariba shmano. So it's only the nesachim that's going to become batel because it loses some of its oil. But the minchas nesachim is but the kometz is not going to become batel because it's not considered riboy shemen. Shittim Gbetzes in the second pshat and the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah says that only the kometz becomes possible because it's chaser. The shemen in the Minchas Nesachim is Rabba Olavim Vatlo, and it's as if it's a Kometz She'in Bo Shemen, because the Shemen that the Kometz started out with becomes Batal Barov of the other Shemen of the Minchas Nesachim. But the Minchas Nesachim doesn't become Pasul, because it has more Shemen than the Kometz, so its Shemen doesn't become Batal. That's how Shittim Gvetzas understands. Okay, but either way, that's the discussion on Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Blilasa Ava and Blilasa Raka, if they get mixed together, something's going to be Pasul, maybe everything's going to be Pasul. to be possible. According to Rashi, everything's going to be possible. Tanan Asam, we have a Mishnah. Dam Shenisariv B'mayim, if blood gets mixed together with water, so can you still use that blood for Zrika? Can you use it for Zrika on the Mizbeach? We're talking about Dam Kachim, so the Dam gets mixed in with water. So Im Yeshpo Maris Dam Kosher. If it still looks like blood, then it's kosher. You could use it for zrika. Nisariv b'yayin. If it gets mixed in with wine, well, then of course it's still going to look like blood. Wine is red, so ronosu ki'iluhu mayim. We have to picture it as if the wine were water, and say, would that volume of wine, had it been water, would that take away the maris dam? Nisariv b'dam behema or b'dam chaya. What if it gets mixed in with blood of another animal? Again, ronoso ki'ilu humayim. Even though it's blood, you view it as if it's water, and you would measure it based on maris, based on what it would look like. If that other blood were water, would it take away the maris dam? That is the shita of the Tanakama. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam vatal dam. On this last case, when the dam of the kachim is mixed in with dam of other animals, dam never becomes batel. Ein dam vatel dam, and therefore it's always going to be kashul lizrika. The dam of the kachim is never going to become batel, no matter how much other dam you put it in with. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita of min bimino, eno batel. When you have two like kinds, it doesn't become batel. Now this din of maris, of having the appearance of, is a fascinating halacha. Do we have such a halacha in Hilchas Kashrus on a daraisa level? This is on a daraisa level. We're being makel based on maradam. We're saying as long as it has maradam, even though it's batel barov 10 times over, but it still looks red, so therefore you're allowed to use it on the mizbeach. We're being makel to be zarek on the mizbeach. So this is clearly we're dealing with a dindal rice over here. So what about isurei achila that get mixed in with things that are heter, and you can still, but there's rov heter, but you could still see the iser. So would you say that that on a daraisa level, the fact that you could still see that there's iser in there is enough to make it usher on a daraisa level, even though it's batel barov? So this is a major discussion in the achronim. Some of the achronim say that since it's nosin b'ma, since it still gives an appearance, it changes the look of it, it's as if it gives tam. What's the whole idea of tam? Is that it's not batel because it's recognizable. As long as you can still taste the chazer in the chalent, so then the chalent's going to be treif because it's recognizable. Well, what's more recognizable than the appearance of the chazer in the chalent? If you see the snout in the chalent, so that's recognizable. So if it's recognizable in appearance, it's also not going to be batel barov on a daraisa level. No, on a drabbanon level, rather. I mean, the achronim say this wouldn't be on a daraisa. Actually, that's the machlokas. So some of the achronim say on a drabbanon level, the drabbanon aren't going to allow it to become batel because tam is also meaning really on a daraisa level, things are batel barov. If you assume tam kikar is lav daraisa, so really on a daraisa level, everything is batel barov. If you assume tam kikar is lav daraisa, tam is only din drabbanon, and therefore so too chazus is only din drabbanon. But other achronim hold that no, minat Torah it's not going to be batel because anything that's nicker, it's not shayich bittel. Anytime something is nicker, you can't have bittel. And some achronim say as follows, that you only find things that give tam that are not batel. Maris we don't find in Hilchas Kashrus. The fact that something looks like, still has the appearance of, that you don't find anywhere in Hilchas Kashrus. So three-way machlokes achronim. Do we say that something that still has the appearance of the iser in it is not batel midrabanan, not batel midaraisa, or is mamish batel? It's no problem. It can be batel even midrabanan. Taras HaKodesh has a fascinating insight though. He says that's in terms of regular machalos hasuros. What about dam? What about the isur to eat dam? So when it comes to the isur to eat dam, remember we learned yesterday that the isur to eat dam is a function of the ability of dam to serve as a mechaper. So since the isur to eat dam is directly related to its ability to be nizrak on the mizbeach, and we know legabe zrik on the mizbeach, dam, is, as long as it has the maris dam, that's enough to make it kosher for the zrik on the mizbeach. Mimela, by dam, by the isur of achilas dam, the maris dam is going to be enough to make it asur b'achila. It's dafka by dam, where they're a function of each other. That was a brilliant insight, a great chap. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echadarshu. Both shitos learn from from the same pasuk about the mixtures of dam. Pasuk says v'lakach midam apar midam asayir. The Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur takes from the dam apar and the dam asayir. So davri yadua shadama shal par meruba midam shal sayir. Everyone knows once they're mixed together. I mean, there's way more dam in a par than there is in a sayir. And nevertheless, so Rabban and Savri mikan la olin shein mevatlin zezet. From here you see that that olin, the things that go up on the mizbeach, are not mevatel each other, and that's why the dam of the par is not mevatel the dam of the sayir. Rabbi Yehuda savar mikan lemin bemino sheino batel. No, it's not about olin. It's about any time you have min bemino. Says Rabbi Yehuda that min bemino is never going to be batel. So Rabbanan savar mikan laolin sheino batel says. So it says the Gemara, the Rabbanan hold that from here you see that olin are not mevatel each other. Well, how did they know to learn that? V'dil mishum de min beminohu. All we know from that pasuk in the Torah is that the dam apar is not mevatel dam asayir. The Torah never tells us why the dam apar is not mevatel dam asayir. Who gave the Rabbanan the Nevuah to know that it's because of Ein Olin Mevatlin Zuzum? Maybe it's because Min Bimino Zein Obatel? So the Rabbanan would say, no, Iyash Min Min Bimino V'lash Min Olin Kedekamrit. If the Torah wanted to tell me Min Bimino Zein Obatel, it should have given me a case of Min Bimino that wasn't also Olin. And then I would know, Min Bimino Zein Obatel. But Hashad Hash Min Olin Mishum Da Olin. The fact that it didn't just give a random case of Min Bimino, gave a case of Olin, gave a case of Dam Par and Dam Sayir. So that's how I know that the rule must be related to Olin and not just to Min Bimino. So says Gemara, but maybe it's both. Maybe the Torah gave a case of something that was both Min Bimino and Olin. So V'dilma Adi Ika Min Bimino V'Olin. Maybe the din of something that's the majority, not being Mevatel the minority, is only true when it's both Min Bimino and Olin. So Kasha, that's Taka Kasha on the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda, let's analyze Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Sovra Mikala Min Bimino Shein Obatel. He takes this pasuk of Dam Asari and Dam Apar, which by the way we had earlier this week also, but Dam Asari and Dam Apar, we discussed about the number of matanos that they would put on the number of zrikos that were done on Yom HaKippurim. So we said we had different prices. We had the number 43, 47, and 48. So the difference between the price that said 43, zrikos of dam, and 47, matanos of dam, was whether they mixed the dam apart and dam asayir before they put the blood on the mizbeach, or after they put the blood on the mizbeach. If they mix it beforehand, you only need four matanos on the mizbeach. If they first put the blood on the mizbeach, then they mix it, so you got to put from the dam apart and dam asayir separately, it would be eight matanos on the mizbeach. So the second time this week, we're coming up with this mixture of the dam apart and dam asayir. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds that min bimino ain't a batel v'dilma mishum to olin hu. Maybe it's a carbon. Maybe the reason that it's ain't a batel is not because of min bimino. Maybe the reason it's ain't a batel is because it's olin. So how do you know that it's because of min bimino? So says Rabbi Yehuda, yesh min olin min b'she'ino mino k'tekamrit. If the Torah wanted to teach me that olin are not mevatel each other, it should have given me an example of two non-like kinds that are olin. And why does it have to give me an example of two types of blood that are min bimino? Hash dash min min bimino mishum de min bimino hu. Now that it says min bimino must be because it is min bimino. That's why that's the din that it's teaching me. So just like we asked on the Rabban and we asked on Rabbi Yehuda. No, maybe you need both. V'dilma adika min bimino v'olin. Maybe you need both min bimino and olin. So Gemara says, Kasha, that's actually very difficult. Short Amud Beis, we get to say over some Torah and Amud Beis also. So there's some Rishonim, the Tosos quotes over here, that some of the Balei Tosos held, that even Rabbi Yehuda says, min bimino einu batal, is only when it's a tarovis of lach belach. That's this gigantic Tosos over here, is all about this idea of whether lach belach, or whether it's even by min bimino einu batal, is only by lach belach, or even by yavesh biyavesh. So some of the Balei Tosos hold only if it's two liquids that get mixed in with each other, like the Dama Par and Dama Sayir. That's where we're going to say Min Bimino and Eino Batel. Because when liquids mix together, we assume it's evenly distributed throughout the entire thing. But by a Tarovas of Yavish Biyavish, I have three hamburgers, and one of them is kosher, or two of them are kosher, one of them is not kosher. So do you say Min Bimino Eino Batel? Even Rabbi Yehuda would be Modeh that Min Bimino is Batel in that situation. And in all the cases where we find that Rabbi Yehuda says min bimino zeinu batel, it's always because it's considered like a lach belach. Where do you have such a thing? The Gemara says, for instance, Rabbi Yehuda says in Maseches Beitzah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, chitim b'chitim are not batel. Chitim aren't liquids. No, but we're talking about wheat flour, says Tosfos. Flour has a din of lach balach, because flour also so tiny, the grains are so tiny that it's considered that it mixes together completely, and therefore would have a din of lach balach. But other baliyot also say that it's not true, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold bein balach balach, bein biyavish biyavish, min bimino is not batel. That's the primary topic of this very big Tosos. Tosos also asks, why do I need the halacha that olin are not mevatel zezeh? Anyway, we have another din that mitzvos are not mevatel zuazu. And this is the top Tosos asks. We know this is in Yana Dioma. We're in the 30 days before Pesach. The Gemara in Pesach Daf Kuftas Vav Amin Aleph tells us the minhag of Hillel on the night of Pesach was he was korech Pesach matzah maror and ate them all together. And one mitzvah was not mevatel the other. We don't say the Pesach was batel all day the matzah of the maror, or the matzah was batel all day the Pesach of the maror, or whatever. The mitzvahs are not mevatel each other. So sure, what do you need a reason of ein olam mevatel zezeh? You already have a rule. Ein mitzvos mevatel zuazu based on Hillel. So Tosfos says maybe by achila it's different. So Sfasema suggests that maybe you could say like this. Maybe the whole idea of ein mitzvos mevatel zuazu is only said while you're actually doing the mitzvah. Meaning, Hillel has his sandwich, Pesach Matzah Umarar. It's pashut before he eats it that they're not mevatel each other. You could see, there's the meat, there's the matzah, there's the marar. Of course they're not mevatel each other. What's the chiddush that they're mevatel zuzu? When he's eating it! When he's eating it, that's the shas kiyum mitzvah. By the dama par, that's misarib with the dama sayer, and the bittul should have happened before the mitzvah. That's the chiddush, that olin are not mevatel zuzu even before the mitzvah. Mitzvah say mevatel zuzu is only b'shas kiyum mitzvah. This is before the kiyum mitzvah. That's the additional chiddush. And of course, we should always point out, whenever we have min v'mino ein batel, the sheet of the Ran in Mesech Nedarim, where the Ran says the idea of min v'mino ein batel is that when you have two competing entities, one overwhelms the other. When you have two like kinds, they don't overwhelm each other, rather they enhance each other. That's the yisod of the whole idea of min v'mino ein batel.